Testing. Hey, can I talk to you?
Sorry, sir.
I spotted him stalking along the outskirts of a press conference with Democratic Governor Pat Quinn one afternoon.
Can you tell me what your name is, at least?
Quinocchio.
A living, breathing example of opposition research at work.
Do you follow him around a lot?
I can't speak to that, sir.
Do you get paid?
I can't speak to that, sir.
Quinocchio is actually an unnamed campaign staffer for the governor's opponent, Republican Bruce Rauner. He's a hybrid caricature, part Governor Quinn with his balding gray wig, part cartoon Pinocchio with royal blue lederhosen and a long fake nose. Quinocchio's job is to trail the real governor in public to accuse him of, you guessed it, lying about various policies.
So what is the goal today for you to come out to this event? What are you trying to do?
I can't speak to that, sir.
Quinocchio is opposition research embodied. It's the job of opposition researchers to unearth the facts that back up these kind of attacks, all those embarrassing quotes or regrettable votes your political opponent won't let you forget. Oppo researchers, as they're called, are often ex-political operatives, lawyers, even former journalists. And if this all sounds like seamy, dumpster diving, meet me in the parking garage kind of work, think again.
What I do isn't very sexy. If you want the limelight, I would say that this career is not. I'm the one to choose.
Brett DiResta is a Democratic opposition researcher based out of Washington, D.C., and he says he's less a ninja character assassin than he is a librarian. Instead of hunting down secret mistresses, DiResta spends his days at a computer poring over public records, court documents, property tax filings, campaign finance disclosures, and thousands upon thousands of news articles.
When you see an attack ad and they say someone voted to raise taxes 21 times— someone has to figure out what those 21 times are, and that someone is me.
DiResta says about half his job is actually researching the candidates he's working for, looking for vulnerabilities to head off future attacks. All of this information is then organized, prioritized, fact-checked, sourced, and finally condensed into an internal campaign document that usually never meets the public eye, a document Oppo researchers simply call the book.
So this is it. This is the dirt.
Yeah, those are all the votes.
John Pierman is guiding me through a hefty red binder, some 170 pages thick. This is the book, actually one of several books, that he helped put together while working for Republican Jim Ryan's gubernatorial campaign in 2002. The target? Democrat Rod Blagojevich.
I've done opposition research for 25 years. Maybe there's one other individual we've done research on that was as rich as this one. But this was everywhere you looked, there was something.
Pierman says people called him all the time with Blagojevich dirt, even people who worked for Blagojevich. The fish were jumping into the boat.
One of the common threads that came out early in all of this stuff was this mob thing.
The mob thing was Blagojevich's alleged ties to organized crime figures, ties Pierman thought could be devastating to Democrats. So in the fall of 2002, with his candidate low on money and behind in the polls, Pierman holed himself up in a warehouse near Midway Airport, along with boxes upon boxes of court documents from federal mob cases, looking for some scrap of confirmation to convince news outlets to run the story.
They put you in a little conference table by yourself, and that guard sits there and reads the paper while you piece through documents. I'm a pretty fast reader, but it still took me 6 days to get through all the court files of every one of the Andreacci Street crew.
6 days of just reading thousands of
pages?
And
not one mention of Blagojevich by name.
Desperate, Pierman actually tracked down one of the alleged mob figures and went to confront the guy at his kid's football practice to ask him in person about Blagojevich. It did not go well.
Get the expletive away from me. I better not see you again. I got nothing. I got nothing from him. Obviously, we never got a second source on it. Nobody ever did the story.
Pierman acknowledges he was going after a silver bullet in an industry where small, repeated attacks against a candidate are usually more effective. Opposition researchers say those silver bullets are rare, but many I talked to pointed to this one example that actually worked all too well.
State Senator Mike Taylor once ran a beauty salon and a hair care school.
This attack ad from the 2002 Montana U.S. Senate race features the Republican challenger, a guy named Mike Taylor, sporting a leisure suit, shirt unbuttoned, massaging lotion into another man's cheekbones. An Oppo researcher exhumed the video from these late-night TV ads Taylor ran for his cosmetics company in the 80s. Democrats then found a soundtrack that could have come out from behind the green door and they ran with it.
Mike Taylor, not the way we do business here in Montana.
Critics nationwide pounced at the ad for suggesting Taylor, a married man, was gay. But it did work. Taylor dropped out of the race less than a week later.
You don't win races by just telling people what a wonderful person you are. You just don't.
Dennis Greger is a veteran Democratic opposition researcher based in Chicago. And he says there are rules. Attacks must be verifiably true. And they can't be too personal or you could face a backlash, like with the hairdresser ad. But all in all, the opposition researchers I talked to say they sleep just fine at night, thank you. Because all those negative ads, they actually work, even if voters say they hate them. Still, Greger does betray a moment of empathy.
Sometimes I think about if that was me on the other end, I'm like, would I like that? It's not for me to like. It is reality. It's not something you say, well, that shouldn't be the case. It is the case.
As it should be, he says, in any peaceful republic where political contests are settled not with revolutions, but with words. I'm Alex Keefe.